and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you, chapter 2, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with Jesus. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. That's what this is all about anyway, is the sin question. Sin nailed Jesus to the tree. But then, on the other hand, a lot of people are bothered and they're troubled about their sins past. And the devil bothers them with it, and he's keeping them out of the victory because of what they have been, where they've been, and what they've done. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on the believer's sins. Where are they? What has happened? Where is our sin? How does God deal with our sins? And how are we dealing with it now? That's the one thing that's keeping us out of the victory, sin. It even keeps the best people sometimes out of the victory. John said he wrote these things unto us that our joy might be full. But that sin question has got to be settled in your mind once and for all before you'll ever have any victory in Jesus or before your joy can ever be full. The sin question has got to be settled in each individual's mind. Maybe most of us tonight, most of you may not need this message, but somebody, if it's one person, I'll preach a message, I'll preach a sermon, I'll preach an hour, I'll preach 30 minutes, whatever God puts on me, to settle that question in one person. And if you ever get it settled, thank God you're going to have the victory in spite of hell. What about a believer's sins? Where are our sins? You'll like not to have time. I run back and forth through the scriptures this afternoon, meditated, thought on this message, and I jotted down the scriptures, and I want to talk to you a little bit tonight. All right, first of all, the believer's sins are not imputed unto him. You find that in Romans 4:8. Listen at it. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Amen. Meaning, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not charge with sin. Hallelujah. There's no sin charged against a child of God tonight in the presence of God. And we'll go on and cover a little bit of that more later on. But see, a lot of people are letting it linger. And then there's a lot of people that sits in the congregation in the synagogues, and they look around cross-eyed over the shoulder at somebody that's been in sin, and they charge them with that sin that they've done in their past life when God don't charge them with it. And praise God, as long as God don't charge it till you thank God, shout the victory. I don't care who you are, where you've been, how deep, how dark, how black your life's been, when God forgives you, there's no sin charged to you in the face of heaven. And who am I to condemn you? Praise God. The Bible said, if our hearts condemn us not, praise God, then we have confidence toward God. You've got to get it settled. You've got to get it fixed. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute, that means to charge, with sin. Now you say, now wait a minute, preacher. Suppose now I make a mistake tomorrow. God don't condone it. He said, these things are right unto you that you sin not. God said, my little children, these things are right unto you that you sin not. Don't do it. Don't sin. But God knew that was in a dirty world. This is a dirty world. You're going to be faced with hell and the devil and temptations. And there's times, in spite of all of our efforts and that we can put forth, we sometimes can be trapped or overthrown. God said, don't do it. But he said, if you do, you've got an advocate with Jesus. How you like that? We got a high priest. There's forgiveness. God said, don't do it. But if you do, you've got an advocate. You can go to your high priest. Hallelujah. I thank God for that scripture. Because I like a long way of being perfect. You say, preacher, do you sin? Not in the sense that maybe a lot of people call sin. But there's the sin of failure. I don't do all that I could do. And because of that, I sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Every man that I let pass me without calling him about Jesus, I know to do that. Every opportunity that I pass without praying or picking up God's Word and reading it, I sin. So I need an advocate. And you do too. I dare any man, a woman, boy, or girl in here to tell me tonight that you never make a mistake or you never fail. I'd read this verse of Scripture to you over here where it said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we say we have not sin, we make him a liar. God would call you a liar. Not only is this, does he not impute sin, but Micah the prophet said in chapter 7, verse 18, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in his mercy. A Christian and his sins, according to God's word, is pardoned. He's free. To pardon means to be free. If you're saved tonight, you're free from all of your past life. You're free. You're pardoned. You're forgiven. Nothing charged. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Hallelujah. You say, you're not God's elect. Yes, I am. Praise God. I'm right up there, praise God, seated with them. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? You're free. You're pardoned. You don't have to go to prison. You don't have to go to the electric chair. You don't have to die for your sins. Somebody's already done it for you. Your pardon means you're forgiven. You're set free. Hallelujah. Lord our God, I'm good man to shout a while. Amen. It never gets old. Thinking of all that God's done for us. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.